gentlemen, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Oh, yes, it is. You know why, Chris? Because once again, I'm proven right. God is a Democrat.
Why?
Well, we have the whole gay sheriff thing in Arizona going on.
Yes.
Where's Mama going Saturday?
Arizona.
Arizona for sexy liberal Phoenix. There's a debate tomorrow night where?
Mesa.
In Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
Mitt Romney's bound to say something more awkward, Jim. And Frothy is bound to say something even crazier than he's been saying the last few days. And Newt Gingrich, boy, for a homophobic lineup, boy, are they a bunch of drama queens. Gingrich said yesterday defeating Obama is a duty of national security. We must secure the homeland.
I want to bring Bin Laden back to life so I can kill him.
Wow.
It wasn't him, it was me.
And there's a delightful article about it. Broker convention again for Republicans. And someone literally said, I think there's some hope out there that the ghost of Reagan will...
Well, like, here I go again.
As our friend Judy Tenuto would say, that could happen.
Yeah.
That could happen.
It's a crazy year. You know who's banking on a broker convention?
Hmm.
Sarah Palin.
Yeah.
She released a campaign video on her website yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah, she
awesome.
Did.
Wow.
She did. We'll be playing a little bit of that in Right Wing World.
They could bring her in on Madeleine Kahn in History of the World.
Yes.
They could bring her in like on a stretcher.
Don't say
it. Could you all?
No.
Please step on the same foot at the same time. My are falling off. Awesome. Or maybe we get that entrance from Xanadu on roller skates.
Yes,
something.
That's what we need.
They literally
bring you these 15, oops, these 10 tablets. There's 10 commandments.
Did you see? Oh, God, I can't wait for Game Change. Did you see the story about Game Change, the movie, the Sarah Palin,
yes.
John McCain
mm-hmm.
story that HBO is doing?
Yeah.
She thought the Queen of England ran England. Oh, it's just...
Wow.
I just... And Steve Schmidt confirmed it.
Doesn't she like the president of England?
Oh, God, you idiot.
Seriously, it's the greatest paragraph I've read. And I thought I'd read the best, about 2008. So he was prepping her, for debates and stuff. And he said, okay, so if... You know, what would you do about Britain's, lessening involvement in Iraq? And how would you deal with it? She said, well, no, Your Majesty, I just called a queen and I tell her that we need to, all stick together. And he literally just shocked her. He said,
the
queen
right?
doesn't run England, right? And I swear to God, she goes, oh, who does?
Computer says,
and Steve's a smart guy, too. It must have been really frustrating for him.
Can you, just as he looked on his face, he said, they have a prime minister. Okay, then. Let me jot that down on my hand.
I'm
just picturing her jotting that on her hand for the next debate. Okay.
God.
Check.
Okay.
Queen doesn't run England. Okay. Anyway, I was going to tell you. So the other part of the brokered story is they literally use the phrase that someone might be airlifted in at the last minute. And, of course, Chris Christie is...
Operation Dumbo Drop.
That's what I'm saying. They would have to call Dennis Leary, get the original helicopter from Dumbo Drop. That, also an exciting entrance at a brokered convention.
That would be...
He might squash the entire Maryland delegation, but I'm just saying...
That would beat coming in on roller skates.
I'll agree with that.
No!
Not enough cigarettes in the
Don't drop him here! Oh, boy. This is just good fun. So, debate tomorrow night. We were saying what's his name? The sheriff was on with Will Blitzer?
Babu. Yes.
From Pinal County.
Pinal County.
Right? Right?
Yes.
Right.
Babu.
And he was saying, it's because I'm gay, right?
Yeah, he was saying that everybody's coming after him because he's gay. And I'm like, I'm screaming at the TV, no, it's because you're a big, fat hypocrite when it comes to illegal immigration.
How awkward for the most awkward man in the world, Mitt Romney. For Pete's sake.
He is the most awkward man in the world.
For Pete's sake. Lions and illegal tigers and gay bears, oh my. This is awkward.
I'm running for office for Pete's sake.
Because now he has a story with a gay and an illegal in it.
Yeah.
Before he just got the illegals on his yard. Now he has the gay and the illegal on his campaign.
I wouldn't call Babu a bear, though. I mean, if you saw the shirtless pictures of him. No.
Oh, no.
No, not at all.
Look, could you just go with the Wizard of Oz?
Okay, I'm sorry.
Sorry.
Lions and tigers and tweets,
so much.
The
kind of gay that he is. I'm sorry.
He's more of an otter.
Okay. What, am I going to raves every night? How do I know? What? Oh, I'm sorry.
Part of the animal kingdom.
Which is to apologize for misidentifying the kind of gay that the hypocritical Arizona sheriff is. All right.
Are there paramecia in the gay community?
There's probably a subset somewhere.
Oh, boy. Anyway, speaking of the most awkward man in the world, you can't write this stuff. He's losing it. He's just starting to identify objects that say he loves them in the states that he's in.
Lakes. I like lakes.
Lakes are
They're
good.
So wet.
Lakes. He literally yesterday said that the trees in Michigan are the right height.
Yep.
Which presupposes that some trees are the wrong height.
The wrong height. The sequoias in California. They got to go.
Go.
They're too tall.
Got to chop half those down.
Chop them all down, if he had it his way.
But he loves, potential he loves what did we learn yesterday? He loves cars. He loves trees that are the right height.
Yep.
And he loves lakes.
Yep.
Yeah. He's Mittens of Arabia.
Don't miss the epic adventure of the year. Mittens of Arabia.
I love it in Arabia. I love the sand dunes. They're just the right height. And I love the watering holes. The watering holes are wonderful. Not just the port of Aqaba, but the watering holes, my friend. Aldo Abu Tai, your camels are wonderful. They're just the right color.
Mittens of Arabia. Now showing.
Thank you, Mike and Raleigh. Okay. So, where are we now? Gallup's daily tracking poll it's yet another Centaurum surge. Please, just leave the hazmat suit on. Don't even take it off.
Is Newt still in it?
Is Newt still in it?
Or has he started his colony on the moon?
Yeah, he appeared on Fox News Sunday this weekend, so he's still alive.
Really?
Yeah.
Frankly. Awesome. That's awesome, frankly.
I think they're the only people that will have them anymore. But
Santorum surging, 36 degrees coming from behind once more. 36% to 26% among Republicans nationwide. The new numbers represent a 6-point drop for Romney since last week. Oh, dear. There's just the only plans to keep him from speaking entirely, from saying anything.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe the fact that Seamus ran away after the station wagon incident.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just knocked him down a few points.
Yeah, that could be. So Gingrich, God love him. He doesn't matter how ridiculous the things he says are. He can't get any attention. He literally said, defeating Barack Obama becomes, in fact, a duty of national security.
Yeah.
Because the fact is, he is incapable of defending the United States.
Wow.
Gingrich, who frequently refers to Obama as the most dangerous president in the modern American history...
Hyperbole much?
God, drama queens much? God, what was...
I dare say Bush was a lot more dangerous than Obama's ever been.
Frothy yesterday was like, this is World War II! He's Hitler! You have to... Such drama queens.
Should we use their phrase and say we haven't had a single terrorist attack since Obama has been president?
Quiet. There's that.
Okay.
Yes, he said the country is at risk... Someday in your lifetime of losing an American city from a terrorist...
Someday, somewhere, something will happen and will be Obama's fault, even if he's not in office anymore.
Because, in case you haven't noticed, he's black. So.
In case you haven't noticed, he's black.
Wow. So, one would think, if one were some sort of foreign policy expert, would say he's had sort of the biggest, string of foreign policy successes of any recent president, if one were paying attention. So I don't know what that's even based on. But he can't even, frankly, get any attention on that. But good try. Nice try, Rudy. Oh, here's my favorite headline. Yes?
Did you hear what he said about the Chevy Volt?
No.
He said, you shouldn't buy a Chevy Volt because you can't put a gun rack in it. He actually said that.
Mm-hmm.
He's
a big guy. He's a big Hunter Fisher guy now.
He
hasn't been a DC lobbyist for a thousand years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He thinks a Volt is a pickup truck.
It's French and gay.
Yep.
Okay. All right. And then Mitt Romney will have to counter by talking about some sort of varmint hunting.
Yeah.
And it just gets more and more pathetic.
Does Gingrich really have the gun rack segment of the population?
Not really.
On the side?
According to latest polls, he has no segment of the population. Speaking of which...
Adulterers. He's probably...
Oh, that.
With adulterers, yeah.
Yeah. He's nailed people that nail other people. Okay, this is just... Can you see this? Ron Paul insists he can still win.
Mm-hmm.
Do I speak for all of us when I say, dude?
Yeah.
Dude.
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 Give it up.
Seriously.
Please. You're embarrassing yourself.
This will be our new feature until the convention. Maybe. Dude, seriously?
Maybe a sack dude. Race. He could win it.
No, he can't even win that. Mm-hmm. No. His knees are too arthritic.
He looks like he's in a sack all the time in that suit. That's several sizes too big.
Ron Paul is... poked his tiny head out of his giant cartoon suit and said he could still win his party's nomination despite not winning a single caucus or primary contest.
No,
wait a minute, stay with me.
It
all depends on how you measure winning.
Ah!
See, he could be winning in a Charlie Sheen sense and winning duh. In some sort of tiger blood way.
That was kind of Clinton-esque,
and
wasn't it?
A way that is invisible to the rest of us.
Right.
And therefore we should not judge. Noting that caucus states don't technically choose delegates until later in the year, we think we're going to have somebody.
Actually, getting votes is so overrated.
His crazy son with the tribble on his head. That guy, maybe. We think we're going to have the most delegates out of Iowa. Same thing in Maine.
George Bush won twice without winning. So
that's true. That's true. The bottom line is who's going to get the delegates, and we think we're doing pretty good.
Mm.
Oh, bless his heart.
And I believe that we are the Queen of England.
Aren't they for accountability, not just giving out T-ball trophies to everybody?
Yeah.
But okay. You think you're... All right. You're doing real good what you've done.
I am in control of the country, according to Sarah Palin.
Sarah Palin!
We have decided.
Should we send him a Stephanie Miller participation ribbon?
Yeah, anyway, I just love this. Yeah, we think we're doing pretty good, so I guess we have to support him in that, because, okay.
All right.
He said, you don't know until the end. We kind of do.
It's kind of the end for him.
There's every reason to believe this momentum will continue.
Momentum?
Wow.
That's a generous use of the word momentum.
Palmentum. It's palmentum that you're totally missing in the crush and the excitement of the mitmentum.
It's actually more inertia.
Santorum surge.
Yeah.
So there's every reason to believe this momentum of not winning anything will continue. It's still relatively early. Nobody actually knows the future. Once again, we say, dude, seriously. Seriously, dude? Yes, we do. And the future is you are unelectable. As I said on CNN a few weeks ago, and then I received the deluge of C-word emails from Ron Paul fans.
You did.
Which I probably will. Right now, my inbox is probably filling as I speak.
It's going kablooey.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right.
Do you spell kablooey with a C?
At least I admit I'm an unelectable C-word.
I have all never seen the C-word used more often than Ron Paul mail to you.
It's me.
Sounds like an autofill thing, right?
Speaking of C-words, Charlie Pierce on the big show today, and also the most interesting man in the world, David Schuster of Current TV. All right, 19 minutes after the hour, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Coming up after this commercial, I will be talking even louder.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show. Stephanie Miller.
Mm-hmm. 24 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number, toll free from anywhere. All right, so, did you see another Santorum aide made a little whoopsie on TV?
Yeah, we'll be having that in right-wing world as well.
And I picture Andrea Mitchell always going, oh, goody, another Santorum surrogate. She's still recovering from the bare ass in between her knees from Foster Freeze. Is that his name?
Yeah, that's his name.
That's festive, his name. Alice Stewart. Have you seen her? That's a Santorum. Mm-hmm. I hate to say it. Being known as a Santorum surrogate sounds dirty in every way. So let me just say spokeswoman.
Santorum sex surrogate.
Spokeshole.
Interesting.
Okay. Alice Stewart said in a TV interview on Monday that Santorum was referring to President Obama's radical Islamic policies.
Huh?
When she said the president's agenda was driven by phony theology, but then quickly called MSNBC after the segment aired to say she misspoke.
Uh-huh.
Is this sort of like, what was his name, Dick Armey, that called Barney Frank, you know, Barney F-word for gay man, and he said, oh, I just misspoke.
Yeah, that's him.
It's completely unrelated that he happens to be gay. I just did, you know. And you're thinking, did anyone buy that?
No.
I meant to say Barney Flag.
Yeah, so they weren't trying to imply in any weird sort of subliminal way that the president is a Muslim. Yeah. Just he happens to be driven by. But Andrea Mitchell missed it. She might be slipping. She missed it. She didn't hear it. She's like, I'm sorry. Ball six is one.
Beg your pardon?
Stewart had said, there's a type of theological secularism when it comes to the global warmus in this country.
Global warmists?
Uh-huh. Yes. That's what he was referring to. He was referring to the president's policy in terms of the radical Islamic policies the president has.
Huh?
Okay, that really? That was a slip, Islamic. That was a slip? So Mitchell later...
I meant to say schmatical blismavithlik.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. Okay.
I meant to say Dr. Harfner.
Harfner.
Oh, I see. So because Rick Santorum frequently misspeaks and says blah...
Blah.
People, his whole staff has to misspeak just to make him look less dopey. Is that how it works?
Yeah.
He meant his harmonized.
That's kind of like when Bush said nuclear. He made his whole staff say nuclear as well. Just
so
to
he
make...
didn't look like a dumb. Yes. Yeah. Just say it. All right.
Pronounced nuclear.
Yeah, exactly. So
N-U-K-U-K-L.
Yeah. Like you're, actually, he amended that twice, didn't he? First he said, I didn't say black people. I said blah.
Blah.
People, and then he said, I didn't say blah. I said, please.
Please.
He literally said he was melded some words together. When you have it on tape, that he very clearly said, I don't want to help black people get... Okay. All right. So she said...
I don't want to help black people. What? No, that's not what I said.
Mitchell later said, Andrea Mitchell later said on the air that Stewart phoned the show after the interview to say that she had slipped up and said radical Islamic policies instead of Obama's radical environmental policies. You see how environmental is so close to Islamic.
Sure.
You can see, I frequently do that by accident.
What can we do to help the Islam movement today?
Yeah, exactly, exactly. Mitchell said, I did not hear it, or I would have caught her on it and tried to get a correction at the moment.
Wow.
Yeah. So she missed it. It's easy to do, you know. She is. She's like subliminal women. What's the character? Subliminal man.
Yeah.
At Saturday Night Live. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Kevin
Nealon. Islamic. I didn't say that. Yes, you did. What? I said environmental. All right.
The president is a Muslim patriot. What?
What? Huh? I'm sorry? Huh? Santorum.
The most important election because we not only have to revitalize this economy and understand what's at stake there, but we have to revitalize the basic institutions of our country, the church and the family.
He is. He's Church Lady. He's somebody who was saying that one last speech they just found was, it could have been right out of Church Lady.
A bunch of harlots.
Yeah, no, we did talk about the dangers of Satan and the NBA, and what else was it? Something else that he needed.
Rock concerts.
Rock concerts?
Mm.
Sure. Okay. Islamic president? What did I say? Huh? I didn't say that.
What does the NBA have to do with the downfall of America?
You see, they're all blah.
Blah
because
people?
They're blah.
Except for the one, you know.
Yeah.
Except for the Asian. Oh, boy.
Oh.
This just, it's the most racist, homophobic, sexist primary ever. I feel like it's 1952. I wouldn't even have a radio show. I wouldn't even... Talk about this.
You'd be making coffee right now.
Yeah, doll face.
You know what? I'm going to get you two some coffee right now just in honor of this Republican
Thanks,
primary.
And give it legs.
I'm going to go turn around on my gams, on my sweet little pins, and go get you some coffee.
Yeah, you know you like
it. Oh, look, I dropped my pen.
I'll pick that up.
Why don't you get that for me?
29 minutes after the hour, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
You know, a lot of these young Hollywood girls carry their little dogs around in their purse, but...
Stephanie Miller.
...carries one in her pants.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it, 34 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number. Toll free from anywhere to join the party. Wow. I say it here and it comes out there. Somebody compared Rick Santorum to the Church Lady skit on Saturday Night Live, and then he literally yesterday said Satan.
Yeah. Satan has done so by attacking the great institutions of America, using those great vices of pride, vanity, and sensuality as the root to attack all of these strong plants that have so deeply rooted in American tradition.
Wow. Mm. We can't have sensuality now? We can't.
Nope,
we just can't have nice things at all, can we?
Nope.
Because only Satan wants us to have nice things, apparently.
Thanks to Satan and the blah people.
Yeah.
Because, you know, Obama ran on the sensuality ticket.
Oh, yeah. That's not allowed now?
No.
It's going to be a dire world under President Santorum. So let me get this right. Let me just review. So no birth control.
Right, no.
Except aspirin between the legs, knees. Gals. No prenatal testing. And now, just no sensuality.
No sensuality.
All.
Unless you're
nothing.
Gingrich.
And then it's big-time sensuality.
Dak.
I just think I'm going to burp.
Can I just tell you, sometimes I miss the whole, hypocrisy and just sleaziness of it and just go, somebody him three times? Seriously? He found three different women that want to... Really?
Because
really?
Be president.
Really? Wow. I mean, I know it's not my area. I'm just saying, him? Okay.
Maybe it's a power thing, frankly.
I guess.
You know, the girls trolling around D.C., they're all about the power.
Okay.
Including Callista.
Which is why Callista would go back to Mars if he doesn't become president.
Jim made that connection. I don't think that's not an accident that she looks like Mars Attacks and he wants to build a moon colony. I'm just saying, it'd be a short, ride over.
Mm-hmm.
Although they don't believe in infrastructure, so I don't know how she'd get there. But you know what I'm saying.
Okay. I'm sure she brought the cookbook. To serve man.
Yep.
It's a cookbook!
It's a cookbook!
What time is it? No, what time is it on Earth?
Where on Earth? What do you mean
on Earth? I mean New York City, the center of the universe.
Yeah, we were talking about this yesterday.
1962, for Pete's sake.
That's why I love when Art calls in, because I literally feel like this primary's in 1952 and he fits right in.
Yeah.
I feel like he did just come home for the haberdashery to call in.
Well, I had to stop at the dry goods store.
Have you seen the price of pork necks? That's the black guy's fault. There didn't used to be black guys in the White House.
You know what's causing it? Muslims.
Okay.
They're raising the price of pork necks.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, what was the breaking news this morning? The Dow is over...
Is headed over 13,000 for the first time since 2008.
Obama is a communist.
I thought the president was an Islamic. Anti-capitalist socialist. What? I didn't say that.
Haberdasher.
Yeah. Wow. I didn't say that.
Harry Truman was a haberdasher before he became vice president.
Wow. Thank you for that fun fact, Jim. That was, wow, that's so random.
Yeah.
Not since Shakira was attacked by a sea lion. That's anything so random. Been spoken on this show. All right. We were saying yesterday, though, we literally can't believe we're having these conversations in 2012. I mean, this is a party that claims to be small government and for freedom. And they don't want you to have prenatal testing?
Right.
Yeah, not since the aspirin thing have I seen Andrea Mitchell been... She's like, but it's an advance of medical science that what people shouldn't, huh? We shouldn't have access to
medical science prenatal... is the work of Satan?
What? Amniocentesis is what? Yeah, the Rick Santorum yesterday.
Prenatal testing, amniocentesis, does in fact result more often than not in this country in abortion. That is a fact.
So... Because of his personal view, you don't get to have prenatal testing.
No.
Or just have your insurance cover
Russian
that.
Roulette. Just take what
he takes your chances.
Yes. So if some person, let's just say, wanted to make a different choice about a child that was profoundly ill or deformed, and they're not allowed to in Rick Santorum's America.
Right. Say, anencephalic, meaning no brain,
right.
Essentially.
Right.
But then when they could run for the Republican primaries.
Oh, Jim Louise.
What?
All right.
So, even then...
That would be the number one requirement.
Okay.
All right, let's just pretend that didn't happen.
Thanks.
So I don't know what... It's like stuff that you think... a few years ago, the Republican Party used to actually be for... I mean, John McCain, other people that now seem somewhat sane, would talk about climate change in like a reasonable way, allowing... Now we've gone backwards on that. This is radical environmental stuff.
Yep.
Stuff that we think 99% of scientists, 0.9, except the ones that work for ExxonMobil, have kind of determined.
That's right.
Yes, but not according to Frothy.
All of a sudden, they're going to be hit with the same force of wind that hit us in 2008 in the summer that caused us to go into a recession.
Huh?
All wind? Because of the radical environmentalist policies of this president.
What? Wait,
wind
his radical environmental caused the recession.
George
Bush caused the recession.
The
environmental policies caused the wind, which caused the recession because Wall Street stopped built to withstand wind?
Right. Okay. The radical Islamic environmental policies that caused the... What? That doesn't make any sense at all. Okay.
You're trying to ascribe sense to Rick Santorum no sense is...
Yeah, he
is able to be gleaned.
Here's the only thing you need to know.
Satan?
How many times are we going to have this conversation about, Oh, the president says he's Christian. Have we ever had this with any other president, particularly that is Christian? It's like, and then they try. They think they're being really open-minded by going, oh, well, I believe he's Christian. It's, yes, because he's Christian. I mean, it literally, like Jim was saying, during the last election, it was like, which is it? He's Muslim or he has a crazy Christian preacher? What? Yeah. Can it be both?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's a communist and a Nazi. Well, and an atheist, yeah. And a Muslim at the same time.
Yeah, his religion, or lack thereof, should never be in question.
I mean, went through this with Kennedy.
It should never be a part of the campaign.
That's what somebody was saying. This is what has happened, is now, apparently, they want the Vatican to dictate to the White House. Rick Santorum would like the Vatican. So now, everything old is new again. Isn't that something? Now it's something, Kennedy had to run away from or address, and now you have to run on that, apparently. Mm-hmm.
And Harry Truman said, I'm less concerned about the Pope than the Pop.
Yeah.
Before Joe Kennedy.
Yeah. Before he went to his haberdashery.
Well.
Someone sent me a picture of the Pope yesterday with wearing his red patent leather shoes. And yeah. I don't think we ought to be taking, you know, family planning advice.
Or medical advice from that.
I'm just saying, it doesn't seem his speciality.
Red shoes.
Okay.
Angels want to wear my red shoes.
Rick Santorum.
I've repeatedly said that I believe the president's Christian. He says he's a Christian, but I am talking about his worldview.
I also believe the world is round. I can't prove it.
Mm-hmm.
I have this sneaking suspicion.
Yeah.
What?
All right. Wow. It's like, you know, we were saying, like, we thought that was a few years ago, the gods, guns, and gays, and I'm like, wow, it's all back again. They think they're all just fresh issues. And meanwhile, the country as a whole has moved on.
Yep.
If you look at polling on you know, just about every issue like that. All right, Mittens, he's in his man fight with Frothy now.
One of the people I'm running against, Senator Santorum, goes to Washington, calls himself a budget hawk. Then after he's been there a while, he says he's no longer a budget hawk. Well, I am a budget hawk. I don't want to spend more money than we take in.
That's why I like the trees. They're just the right height for a hawk.
For a budget hawk like me.
Yeah.
Sure.
He really will say anything.
Yes. Don't look at the chicken hawk that was running my campaign in Arizona. Look over here. Look at this. I'm a budget hawk.
It's a different kind of hawk entirely.
Oh, God, this is just the best primary for comedy ever. Okay, and Newty, yes, he is still in it.
If he can't carry his home state, I think the rationale for why is there a Romney candidacy, he's not a candidate of ideas, he's not a candidate of ideology, he was the candidate because he was the inevitable winner.
Hmm, that's not true. He does have ideas, like what height trees should be. It's not like he has no ideas.
The size that lakes should be.
Exactly. Okay. So my favorite headline this morning, of course, from Politico, worry over Romney sparks talk of Tampa. It's a whole brokered convention story.
Wow.
Oh, because you just, when I say, you know how many times I pronounce, this cannot get any betterer, and then what happens?
It gets betterer.
Yeah, right?
Mm-hmm.
There are growing calls for an alternative to Mitt Romney as the Republican standard bearer with names Mitch Daniels. What is the deal with Mitch Daniels? They're just so desperate.
He's so bland.
Yes, he's the bland, 4-inch tall governor of Indiana.
He lives in a hollow tree and makes cookies.
He does. He lives in a tree and makes cookies. Mm-hmm. Apparently that's... But at least they're made in America, so maybe that's the allure.
Well, that's the allure. Uh-huh. Exactly.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And Chris Christie, again, being seen as the most likely saviors, with concerns over Romney rising after a series of gaffes. It's Romney speaking.
Hello, he gaffed.
There's the book. There's the book title of 2012. And polls showing him losing to Rick Santorum in Michigan, the state in which he was born and raised, of course. And with a protracted primary fight ahead, some Republican activists desperately looking for alternatives. This guy was on TV yesterday, I believe, the Indiana GOP chairman. He said about Daniels, the whispers have become shouts and knocks on his door have become fist pounding. They've become Fred Flintstone-esque. When the crazy cat gets put outside, Fred's, yeah, exactly.
I think they should put up William Daniels.
Kid Carr's
idea is
there's an idea. Nothing implausible this year.
Completely right.
Kit Carr would be as good as anybody.
Kit Hoff, the Michael. Hoff. Republicans are fretting.
Shall we use the turbo boost?
This Republican field does need a turbo boost.
Yeah.
Republicans are fretting. He's quoted, the four dancing now can't beat Obama in the fall, so their national talent search continues, adding that the pleas have come from the adults in the party. Yeah, and they're saying that they might the convention they might have to get adult supervision, like James
Simon
Baker. Yes, yes.
That was the
Lisa watched The Voice last night. Maybe Christina Aguilera could bring some order to this whole thing. Mm. Something.
She could bring something to it.
All right, Squeezy. All right. So anyway, more on this political story about the possibility of a brokered convention, which is just what's not fun about
if
that.
If it ain't brokered, don't fix it.
Nothing. Thank you. Thank you, Jim. 45.
They consider James Baker adult supervision?
Apparently. He supervised the last stolen election for them. So,
yeah,
yes.
All right.
All right. 45 minutes after the hour. Right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
For a good time, call now. 1-800-STEP-12. Stephanie Miller.
We're gonna rock this town, rock it inside out. We're gonna rock this town, make them scream and shout.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. This hour brought to you by GoToMyPC. Access your Mac or PC from anywhere now, even from your iPad. With GoToMyPC free for 45 days, visit GoToMyPC.com, click on the Try It Free button, enter the promo code Stephanie. 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number, toll free from anywhere. Joe in Minnesota on frothy, not literally. Ew.
Ew.
Hi.
Ooh,
ew.
God.
Hi, Joe.
My coffee almost came up.
Sorry. Sorry.
I would just like to give Santorum a little advice. I spent like $5 or $6, I don't know, 20 years ago, and bought myself a copy of the Constitution. And for like $10, you can get one with notes that explains it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have one of those. I have a pocket one.
That's
yeah.
right. I have one too.
But in Article 6, it says, no religious test shall ever be required as a qualification to any office or public trust in the United States.
Except if the president is Islamic. I didn't say that. I didn't say it.
Straightforward.
That's about as straightforward as you can get.
I didn't say that. I said he's blah. No, I didn't. Yes, I did.
Yeah. Oh, this stuff writes itself.
Yes, it does. Thank you, Joe.
Love you guys.
I love you, too. Smartest boy in class today. Okay.
Blah, and he's a man.
Blah, and he's a man.
A man.
I think the campaign, as it goes on, is just going to get more and more like that.
Yeah.
It's going to become a different Saturday Night Live sketch. Is it them? It's me. I didn't say that. No, I didn't.
Nathan Thurm.
Nathan Thurm. No, I didn't. Yes, you did.
It's him. It's not me.
I didn't say Islamic or flaw. No, I didn't. It's you. It's not me, right? No, I didn't.
I know that. You think
what?
I don't know that?
Sweating. All right. Let's see. You know, you can email us all at the StephanieMiller.com, like Rachel did in from Vegas. She writes, Dick Butkus, here in Vegas, I just tackled my husband and yelled Butkus. He was thrilled and confused.
Wow.
It's the many effects of the Stephanie Miller Show. Yesterday, we got a story. There were a bunch of people in a bar in Minneapolis, my people, and Frothy came on TV, and everyone started singing Frothy the Santorum.
Yeah.
Stephanie
Frothy
Miller fans.
Santorum.
Immature drinkers, my people. Oh, so but the Butkus story is because my psychotic right-wing brother used to yell Butkus in the 70s and then tackle me.
Yeah, that was a signal that you should run.
For my life.
Yeah.
Well, that was
at least it gave you a signal.
Yeah. Well, that was the signal, right? And then he would tackle me into my mom's Ming vase, and then my mom would blame me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Because that's kind of how the media.
I don't think it was a Ming vase.
No, it's just it's a 70s reference, something that was expensive.
It was
if you're from the 80s.
It was the risky business crystal egg.
Glass egg.
Yeah.
If you're from the 90s, you're on your own.
You're on your own.
I don't know anything about that. I'm too old for that. I don't know. No, I don't think she actually had a Ming vase, but it was some kind of vase.
Sure.
Yeah. All right.
Something from the Akron.
The point is, as
I'm
I was saying, it was just ironic that my dad was a prosecutor at Nuremberg because much of what my brother did to me in our own home could be considered war crimes.
Yeah, absolutely.
Torture, you know, waterboarding with Crest, stuff like that, and, you know, seemed to escape his attention entirely.
Your brother's like a skinny Hermann Göring.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly.
No wonder he's still a Republican, while the rest of your sisters turned Democratic.
All right. I was talking about the Politico piece about the brokered convention, which I just, because if this could get betterer, this would be the betterer. Christie, they're talking about Chris Christie also receiving entreaties from senior Republicans. The GOP primary, Henry Barber, nephew of Haley Barber, said the GOP primary has been filled so far with magical ideas that Ronald Reagan is going to come back and be our nominee.
Well, here I am again.
Ooh.
Zombie Reagan is coming back.
We're going to be in Tampa. How great would it be to prank the whole convention? Just have a big, like, Ronald Reagan. like balloon and just
like it's the outside like, of used car dealership.
Like short the lights out. Hit the music. Have a big Macy's Ronald Reagan.
Ooh, well.
Would that be the greatest convention prank ever?
Here I go again.
I mean, since they nominated my dad in Goldwater. But my point is, wouldn't that be the greatest?
I think Zombie Reagan would get more votes than your dad in Goldwater. Seriously.
He might actually carry 7 states.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. We could just, we got to find out where the, is. There's got to be a fuse box, right? There's got to be a fuse box somewhere in Tampa.
Yeah.
We could just hit that. That'll be my job. You hit the music.
Okay. Who's going to blow up the balloon
Reagan? Rebecca. And then Jim's going to obviously be on the mic as the Reagan voice.
Boo. Well, here I go again.
FYI.
Must have brains.
I raised taxes 11 times. I gave amnesty to millions of illegals. Boo. 0 nukes. Normally only Ron Paul says this.
I used to be a Democrat.
Ooh.
I was the head of a union.
Lights come on. Springtime for Hitler faces. Oh, Joan, I love this. Jeb Bush also, I don't know why, because, you know, with that magical Bush name, this president, they never mentioned George Bush, W, I mean. They never mentioned he's the president that just was
that
not there.
Dare not speak his name.
Yes.
Went from Clinton straight to Obama.
Yeah, exactly.
Nothing
we went from the Clinton-Gore recession, as Sean Hannity says, straight into the Obama recession.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Nothing
magically
else happened. I just remember when I was living in Germany, this is less than a quarter century at the end of the war, there was a history book. It was more of a pamphlet, really. and apparently, in German history, nothing happened between 1933 and 1945.
Really? That was uneventful.
Gap there.
Yeah.
They didn't think the kids needed to know about
that. No, that was uneventful anyway.
I hope that's changed since
yes.
then.
Yeah.
Okay, good. I hope they have some sense of blame for maybe something that went on in those
years.
I'm
pretty sure my math teacher was a Nazi.
I remember doing the, you know.
You would work until the room is full of steam and the blood is squirting out from under your fingernails.
He was kidding. I mean, he was smiling when he said
okay. it. Oh, yeah. Well. That makes
it all better.
Much cheerier. What?
That German efficiency.
Yeah, I remember traveling. I did the you know, Europe on $5 a day in one outfit and $4 when I was in college.
Oh, boy.
And I remember telling my friend that I was traveling with that my dad was a prosecutor in Nuremberg. She's like, oh, don't say that out loud. I'm like, I think they're over it now. I don't think, okay.
In the 70s?
No, it was the 80s.
Really?
Stop making me older. yeah, Jeb Bush remains one of the first names that rolls off the tongues of wishful thinkers, apparently. Mm. He can bring that Bush magic back. One insider said if Romney can keep his organization together, he can get there, said one senior party leader, but it'll be ugly. That's so unfortunate. However, here's my favorite guy in the Politico article, Sean Spicer.
And he's with.
And you are.
He's the Spicer man.
Here you
man.
Are. What you do?
he's the RNC spokesman.
Okay.
He said... I think from an RNC perspective, we have 4 great candidates. That could
really?
Be the problem, is that's the RNC perspective. And one of them will be the nominee, and we will go on to defeat Obama in November.
Okay, then. You go with that.
He's paid to say that. Mm. If he says otherwise, he gets fired.
He's the old Spicer man. Sean Spicer.
Let Sarah Palin family come back and be queen of America.
She put out a campaign video yesterday on her website. She's angling for a broker convention.
Yeah, they're saying
a new candidate great.
Could essentially be airlifted in. through an arranged deal, awarded the right number of delegates. A brokered convention unlikely to happen if a number of hopefuls drop out, but it's conceivable if all 4 of the current stay in the race and as they pledged and delegates continue to be split among them. Oh, I love it. If one of these nightmarish scenarios materializes, Republicans believe someone will need an elder. Back with all that on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Aha, It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 6 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number, toll free from anywhere. Charlie Pierce of Esquire.com coming up this hour. David Schuster of Current TV, the most interesting man in the world.
Yep.
Next hour. With the dreamiest blue eyes.
He does not always drink beer.
Mm-hmm. All right. Bill in Fort Worth, Texas. Hi, Bill. You're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome.
Good morning, Steph.
Good morning.
First time calling. I'm loving the story about the Santorum spokesperson lady.
Yes.
That, you know, said Islamic, but now she says she means, you know, environmental.
She meant environmental, which is very close to Islamic.
And, you know, and this just strikes a note for me, because I've been thinking for a long time how Republicans, teabaggers and all, they have a habit of taking all the terms for the things that they don't like, and they just stick them in the same hole and make them interchangeable.
Yeah.
You know, liberal means Islamic, means secular, means global,
right,
warmest, and on and on. It's like, when you were talking about that story, just it dawned on me, we should take this woman at her word, because they mean the same thing to her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, liberal, Nazi, Muslim.
Yeah. I'm sorry, you lost me at the thought bubble visual you gave me when you said teabaggers filling in the hole. But
Stephanie!
So I've got a term I want to suggest, and let's call it Islamamentalist.
There you go.
Islamamentalist. Thank you.
Just project it on everything. You there you project go. It like Santorum would, you know, just do it.
Projectile of Santorum. All right, thank you for that.
Islamamentalist.
Exactly.
Is that a mullah that works at the Magic Castle?
All right, so we were talking about how this all could get better, and we were saying that there was more serious talk about a brokered convention, and I love this, that the political piece finishes with, is one of these nightmarish scenarios materializes. Republicans believe the party will eventually need to either appoint a senior statesman in the mold of former Secretary of State James Baker to oversee the convention. May I suggest Sister Mary Oliphant?
Good morning, class. Good morning, class.
It's an adult. Some adult.
Class.
Anyway.
Yeah! Thank you.
All right. So I'm just a helper. I'm a helper. Helper. By the way, this is, speaking of, this is unbelievable. The Three Stooges still trying to figure out who won Maine.
What?
Maine Republican Party Chairman Charlie Repster has admitted the state party made numerous clerical errors in counting the state's caucus results, even omitting some votes because emails reporting tallies went to spam in an email account.
Great. You know, they have IT people in Maine.
Yeah. In other news, Voting Rights Act under siege by the Tea Party right.
Yeah.
Now, some places are very concerned about counting the votes correctly and, you know, not too many people with too much melanin get to actually vote, stuff like that.
Sure, because they're blah.
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 We've talked to a number of people about this, you know, Eric Bollert, Ian Millhiser. Mm-hmm. I mean, an intensifying conservative legal assault on the Voting Rights Act. Here we go. 1952 again. It's everything old is new. Could precipitate what many civil rights advocates regard as the nuclear option, a court ruling striking down one of the core elements of the landmark 1965 law guaranteeing African Americans and other minorities access to the ballot box. At the same time, the view the state should have free rein to change their election laws, even in places with a history of Jim Crow, seems to be gaining traction within the Republican Party.
Hmm.
You have a whole bunch of credible mainstream state attorneys. Credible? generals and governors taking this view that it would have been unheard of even 5 years ago. You would have been accused of being a racist. But that's what we were saying. They seem to be just doing away with the dogless whistles and
whatever.
At this point, they're just like, okay, we have no candidates. We have nothing to run on. So how about we just go back to, you know, repealing the voting law? I mean,
there are too many blah people at the lunch counter.
Blah.
That's
and voting booths, apparently. Wow. It's like we were saying the South Carolina thing. It was just, wow. So much for the dog whistles. That was just blatantly.
Stunningly racist.
Wow. Yeah, exactly. All right. Oh, sexy liberal business, because high-strung sexy liberal tour director Roland is currently on the ceiling.
On the ceiling. Like a cat.
Yes.
A cartoon cat.
We are off to... Yes. We are off to Phoenix for the Sexy Liberal Show on Saturday. And we should point out, it is because, you know, right-wing scampery surrounding Sexy Liberal. It is at the Symphony Hall.
Phoenix Symphony Hall, downtown.
Right. Not the Orpheum. It was in the Orpheum. And then, like, the 70s movie, The Blob, it got too big and it bled out of there. And we had to go in a bigger venue because it's been sold out for months. And so it's now in.
Don't go to the Orpheum.
Yes.
Several websites still say the Orpheum. We're trying to get those changed. But, you know, getting those changed is like molasses. So do not go to the Orpheum. Go to Phoenix Symphony Hall.
Yes. Chris Lavoie will be there.
I will be there.
Yes.
my adopted hometown.
Well, you'll be wearing something tight for Mama and opening the show, won't you?
You're going to make me wear something tight.
Work it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because just beware, because our last sexy liberal in Philly, somebody hit a fire alarm and the theater got evacuated 20 minutes before the show. I'm sure it had nothing to do with the donation going to Planned Parenthood, or that probably had nothing to do with it.
Although I doubt there will be snow if something like that
gets... Some Koch Brothers organization calling every one of our theaters and saying that they'd taken over the concession for the Sexy Liberal Tour and all of our venues freaking out. I'm sure that had nothing to do with right-wing scampery of any kind. Go directly to sexyliberal.com or sexyliberal on Facebook to find out the actual... Oh, Google Maps, they tried that. Yep. They tried saying one of our venues was permanently closed.
It wasn't.
Nice try, idiots.
Yeah. It wasn't because we were there on stage.
No. Some people have these fancy new iPhones, and they just dropped a pin. Check into it. All right, so check out and get the ticket links, because they're also scalping tickets for like hundreds of dollars. Go right to sexyliberal.com or sexyliberal Facebook for all of the upcoming shows, because it's the show.
The Stephanie Miller Sexy Liberal Show is taking the country by storm, packing theaters across the nation, and conservatives are losing their minds.
I'm going to lose my mind today.
John Fugelsang, Hal Sparks, and radio goddess Stephanie Miller are touring America, and the Republicans are so afraid of the truth that they want to shut them down.
I say, shut it down.
Oh, no, she didn't!
Don't let that happen. Bring the Stephanie Miller Sexy Liberal Show to your area. Contact your favorite venue and demand it. Tell your friends, make a Facebook page, tag at Sexy Liberal on Twitter, and be sure to like Sexy Liberal on Facebook. Let it be known that we all want the Stephanie Miller Sexy Liberal Show, because it's the show conservatives don't want you to see.
Yay! All right, speaking of right-wing scampery, let's dive into the right-wing world and see what's doing, shall we, kids? Oh, there is another way things could get betterer.
What? How?
Donald Trump.
Oh, God.
Okay, Donald Trump yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Look, I have friends that are Democrats. You know, I'm a very substantial businessman, okay, and a very big real estate guy, and I've gotten to know, you know, sort of everybody on both sides of the aisle. I know a lot of people. They're really... I mean, there is nothing, there's no gift, no Christmas gift that could be given better than Rick Santorum for the Democrats. Mm-hmm. They are just salivating at that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Ah, wait, there is one more. There's one bigger Christmas gift, and that is he left the door open for the possibility of a third party run if Mitt Romney does not get the nomination. That! Rick Santorum is the nominee, and a Donald Trump third party run. Please, God. He said, yeah, because he's right about that part.
Sure.
There is no greater gift except that. And maybe a Ron Paul third party candidacy as well. Why not? Why not? And he said, boy, would they like it to happen, because that would be an easy election. That would be an election where you wouldn't even have to wonder what the outcome would be. He means a Santorum candidacy. He says Santorum has no chance of beating President Obama. And then he talked about a third party run.
Could be even a fourth party run by Ron Paul's suit.
Yes.
Huge suit.
Filled by the ghost of Ronald Reagan.
Well, here I go again.
Zombie Reagan.
Must have brains. Well, skip over Sarah Palin then. Well.
What did Hal say once? It does look like someone short-sheeted Ron Paul's suit. Yeah. That is kind of what it looks like. Because you just, you know.
Stop making sense.
He was on, I think, Face the Nation this weekend, and his eyebrow was drooping again.
Oh, that one? Wow. Yeah. The one that's never glued on
even
properly.
Even Bob Schieffer said, what the heck's up with your eyebrow?
Andy Rooney offered him an extra one from beyond the grave. What?
Zombie Rooney?
There's just something weird about it. It's not even, I mean, are they glued on? Why is it only one that starts to fall off? I'm just asking. Questions. Okay. Maybe it will fall onto one of the shoulders of his giant cartoon suit.
It'll maybe look like there's a big like government solution for his eyebrow.
Perhaps.
It'll look like an epaulette, you were going to say?
I was just going to say, but I knew I was going to screw up that word.
Yes.
But it might give a military, you know, a feeling of military.
Change his name to Ron
Epaulette. You were grasping for a life preserver with that one. That help me with the pronunciation.
Are you a captain? No, it's my eyebrow.
Yeah.
Okay. Brad Stein?
Yeah.
He's a conservative comedian.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
How's that sexy right-wing tour going? How's that going?
Yeah, he's a frequent guest on Fox and Friends.
He's a comedian.
Yeah.
Yeah, on Fox and Friends.
It's on his business card, so
it must be true.
Okay, look out, Jim. Some comedy coming, right-wing comedy.
We've been dealing with the Christian Obama thing for quite some time because Jesus said he was the way. He was the way you get to heaven. Obama said back in 08, listen, I'm a Christian, but really, who gets to decide who gets into heaven? You know, I'm thinking maybe Jesus. I mean, if you're a Christian, maybe we need to go that direction. You know, if Santorum doesn't want to question his Christianity, I will. Because he's not really part of that. And yet he's always being slammed. Listen, if Santorum can be slammed for living like a Christian, then why can't Obama be slammed for faking it?
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Where does one start with that?
Was that Martin Short doing a character?
No, that was Brad Stein, conservative comedian.
You can tell I'm a comedian because I'm doing funny things in my voice while I say things that make no sense at all and aren't remotely funny.
It's hard when you can literally, like, you can feel the tumbleweeds. You can actually see the crickets.
I mean, the lamest comic in the world can get a laugh. But, wow.
That's why they need the Chiron on Fox that says comedian, because otherwise it would be hard to actually identify it. Yeah. It's a comedic-like substance, apparently, that is meant to be...
I'm laughing at my own jokes because there aren't any.
Tim has pointed that out, that appears to be what makes up right-wing comedy, is you just sound like it's going to be funny because I'm
here
talking like this.
Here comes the funny.
Because the president's... Wow, that was like a non-comedic gelatinous substance that I was sort of trying to identify jokes in.
But if you listen to the substance of what he said, he accused the president of faking being a Christian.
Well, that was finally honed. Okay.
Need some punching up. Maybe Dennis Miller can help you out with that.
Too bad Kelly Carlin wasn't here today like she was yesterday. Your dad have done with that? Punch that up a little bit?
Yeah, a little bit.
Is there anything in there? Okay.
Can you work with anything?
No.
There?
One of my girlfriends used to do that. She'd be like, cereal. That's right. There's something there that you could do something with. And then when I'd actually do a joke, she'd go, see, I gave you that. I'm like, no, you just said
cereal.
It was like a Mitt Romney. Just cars, trees.
Trees. Lakes.
See?
Yeah, make that funny.
Amber waves of grain. Okay.
Amber
waves
of corn.
You're of corn in Iowa here. That's where the trees are the wrong height.
Okay. We have corn in Utah and corn in Iowa. Coincidence? Yeah, probably.
No. All right. I would make fun of them. I can't even identify them as jokes to even make fun of
They're
it.
They're not
so
jokes.
There you go. All right. Wow. 19 minutes after the hour. I think we need them to open for us for Sexy Liberal. Right back. More Right Wing World on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Not bad. Like Frisbee golf, I'm glad I tried it once.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show. Stephanie Miller. Stephanie Miller.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. 24 minutes after the hour. Charlie Pierce coming up at the bottom of the hour. 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number. James in Chicago. Hey, James.
Hey, Stephanie. How you doing?
Good. Go ahead.
Yeah, just in regards to Romney, Stephanie, I was just wondering, because I've heard so many different reasons why he does it. Is he really that uptight, or is that, like many people have said, is he just trying so hard not to make any mistakes in regards to dealing and talking with people, or is that just his true personality? And I mean, I love the, keeps me laughing all day. I love the impersonation, you know, you guys do love it. But just honestly, is that just an act, or is he trying so hard that it's making it seem...
Or is he really the most awkward man in the world?
Yeah.
Somebody was saying yesterday, James, it's like, you know, before you've had a drink at a cocktail party. He's just overly chatty and awkward.
Yeah.
Right.
I think he's doing Eddie Murphy playing a white guy.
Yeah, there was that famous Saturday Night Live sketch where he played Mr. White. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Oh, my goodness. Why? Traffic was bad. Nice trees, though, on the way.
They're just
Where is the punch bowl? All right.
Don't you love punch? I love punch.
I do. Don't you? Okay.
Non-alcoholic, of course.
All right. It's like we read that one story. They were talking about how he feigned surprise at every campaign event. Like he has the same shtick where he's surprised people are there.
Drunk.
Yeah.
Just one
just hammered.
Drink.
Just hammered. See what comes out.
Oh, I'm really letting my hair down now.
Want to see my magic underpants? Seriously, they are magic.
Stop it.
All right. Hey, want to get drunk and baptize some dead people? Come on. All right.
Baptize some Jews?
It's like tipping cows.
Saying. All right. We were talking about this earlier. Alice Stewart is a Santorum press secretary.
Please and thank you.
Yes, indeed. She was on with Andrea Mitchell on MSNBC.
Certainly, Rick has said it. We've all said it before. Robert Gibbs took it out of context. He wasn't questioning the president's character. He wasn't questioning the president's religion. As he said, as he's clarified the statement, he was talking about radical environmentalists. He was talking about it. There is a type of theological secularism when it comes to the global warmness in this country. That's what he was referring to. He was referring to the president's policies in terms of the radical Islamic policies the president had, and specifically in terms of the energy exploration.
Whoa, wait a minute. Radical secular Muslimism. What?
And then she called
environmentalism.
Andrea Mitchell's cell phone moments later after she got off air and said, I'm sorry, did I say... I'm an environmentalist.
Oh my goodness, he's black. No.
I was hoping for the sound effect of Andrea Mitchell's cell phone ringing in her pocket.
Oh.
Yes. Okay. And she butt dialed Andrea Mitchell and said, "You know, it's so funny. It seems like I said."
Radical
Islamic.
Isn't that
funny? I said Islam. I meant environmentalism.
Environazism. No, that's not what
No.
No, stop putting words in my mouth.
No. Oh my goodness. You know, black people make me nervous. What about you? I clutch my pocketbook. Do you? Did I say that? Okay. Sean Hannity. All right, here we go.
The president himself, you know, he used a quote at that prayer breakfast that you just referenced here. And, you know, for unto whom much is given, much shall be required. Yeah. And wasn't he using that to justify, in that particular case, him, quote, raising taxes on the rich so he can redistribute wealth? I mean, what? Was he questioning the Christian faith of those
what?
That think we're overtaxed? Can we interpret it that way?
Oh, no. God. And furthermore...
You're an idiot.
You are an idiot!
No. Not at all.
It's something Jack Kennedy said when referring to his own wealth.
Yes.
That perhaps would be good.
Crack a history book.
Yeah. Mm. To share a little bit.
Back away from the hair mousse.
Not hoard it.
Okay. Ron
Maybe
Paul.
Maybe pay your taxes.
Well, those others who are at the top now doesn't mean they're going to stay there. Not the way this campaign's been going.
Well.
And the first one's now, she'll later be last.
How often awesome would that be if he's right? If there's a broker convention and Ron Paul wins.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Awesome. Really?
Awesome. All right, we have Sarah Palin's President's Day message, and then we go directly to Charlie Pierce as we continue on The Stephanie Miller Show.
Trust me, the only way you're going to hook up with someone like
Stephanie Miller
is in your dreams.
Already did.
Nah. Tap that. It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 34 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEPH-12. The phone number toll free from anywhere. Why must I lash out at the listeners with Sarah Palin audio? Why?
No. Because she released a campaign ad on her website. She's gunning for that brokered convention in Tampa.
Sure, please.
You betcha.
Please and thank you. I'm the only one that can control the Queen of England who runs England and get her to help us out with some things. And also, gas will be a penny. Okay. Sarah Palin's President's Day message?
Yep.
We stand today at the symbolic crossroads of our nation's history. And all around us are monuments to those who have sustained us over the years in word or deed, the towering presence of the great emancipator. He secured our union at the moment of its most perilous time. Abraham Lincoln once spoke of the mystic cords of memory stretching from every battlefield and patriot grave to every living heart and hearthstone all over this broad land.
Does she even know what she's saying?
We will never give up and we shall endure.
Oh, golly.
We will always come through. Let's stand together. Let's stand with honor. Let's restore America.
Does she know that Abraham Lincoln was fighting her supporters for base?
Pretty much.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow, well, that was stirring. That was stirring.
And Pat, of course, wanted to secede from the Union.
That's right.
So
yes.
For her to be quoting Lincoln
That was word salad with patriotic music under it, though.
It was.
You
she can make Lincoln sound incoherent. That's that's talent. That's something.
That's, you know, uniquely American. How reminds me of when Paul Revere, you know, was ringing that Liberty Bell and warning the British about the Normandy invasion, which, of course, freed Mandela. Okay, the end.
Also two.
Also two. Wow. All right, let's have Charlie Pierce deconstruct that. There's only one man now that understands. And that's the author of Idiot America.
Pierce. Pierce.
Charlie Pierce, political columnist for Esquire.com.
Why is everybody always laughing with me?
Hi, Charlie Pierce.
And from the beyond is heard the voice of Abraham Lincoln saying, "Shut up, crazy lady!" Go ahead, Sarah. Spell emancipator right now.
Yeah, I dare you.
Oh, boy. It's patriotic word salad. Eat up, Charlie.
Now, that's a YouTube ad?
No, that's on her Sarah Pack website, and pundits are saying that it's pretty much her vying for the brokered convention slot.
Oh, down there, when we get all the delegates in the strip joints in Tampa, we can get them to vote for me.
Wow. Yeah, I was reading the Politico piece.
Now, are they not having a debate tonight?
No, it's tomorrow night. In Mesa, Arizona.
Yeah.
Oh, but they're all going to be there?
Four of them.
I thought they were all refusing to debate anymore. I thought they had all decided they'd seen enough of each other.
There was one in Georgia that I think only Newt Gingrich was going to do.
Yeah, because their approval numbers tend
was
to go down.
Was it a Lincoln-Douglas-style debate in which he played both Lincoln and
Douglas? Yes, it's a skit, really.
No, yeah. Sarah Palin would be playing Lincoln.
Yeah. It's like a grade school Thanksgiving skit.
Bringing an entirely new meaning to stovepipe hat, if you know what I mean.
Hey!
Flavin. Now, Charlie, we were talking about the, obviously the Politico piece and others, they're talking about, this has been revived, the brokered convention idea.
I don't think there's going to be a brokered convention. They don't want a brokered, do you know what's going to happen if they have a brokered convention? The crazy people are really going to be out of the cage. And they have a brokered convention, they try to ram Jeb Bush or somebody down these people's throats?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
They don't want a brokered convention. They don't want a brokered convention, believe me. If only for the fact that they'd have to deal with the Ron Paul people.
Right.
If it ain't brokered, don't fix it.
I love this is what you've been writing about, Charlie, by this latest poll, by a better of 2-1 margin, Republicans say they oppose a brokered convention, although over half of Republicans, or 55%, say they wish someone else was running for the nomination. 66% want one of the four candidates to secure enough delegates to avoid a brokered convention. This is a new USA Today Gallup poll. Rick Santorum stands as the favorite, 55% to 44% over Mitt Romney. Still, most think Romney will become the nominee, with just 13% saying he won't secure the nomination. It's your phrase that sticks in my mind. It's the forced march to Mittdom.
Yeah, it's going to be awful. He's going to give his acceptance speech. There are going to be 35 people in the hall.
Exactly. They're all going to be hammered.
Oh, God. Okay, we voted for him. Now I'm going home.
Yeah, as you write,
I got a bean supper to put together on Monday.
This is awful. Charlie, you write, as near
the
as
state of, the state of New York casts 135 very unenthusiastic votes for Mitt Romney.
Incredibly lukewarm votes in the forced march to Mittdom.
Mississippi, do we have to? Really?
Geez, okay. As you write, as near as I can tell, there is no substantial unrest among the Democratic electorate. The president's support, even within his grumbly base.
That would be me, by the
that's
way.
That's you. Yeah. That's my job, is to tame the grumbly base, like you. I'm sorry, Muttley. Did you say single pair?
Single pair. Glass Steagall.
Settle down, grumbly
bass. That's the voice of the grumbly bass.
Settle down, grumbly bass. You write, it's still wrong. Independence.
Lock him up.
Independence.
Medical marijuana.
Screw civility.
Shush, both of you.
Here. Wait a minute.
Shush, naysaying mooks. You say independents are swinging
I've really done LaVoy a bad turn here.
Yeah. I'm over here.
All right. As you say, there's unrest among Republicans because the party leadership would like to nominate a pliable cyborg, and the party faithful would prefer an outright loon, which seem to be their two choices this year.
Yeah, I mean, I don't understand what Politico was talking about General unrest among the electorate. There really isn't.
Yeah.
I mean, even the people who are disappointed in Barack Obama, you know, are going to not vote for him. Right. I don't think. I mean, I don't see that as a. There's some noise among the Greens, I guess, but I don't see like a Nader campaign popping up.
No.
Anytime this year.
Yeah. Well, this is.
I mean, the unrest is all on the other side.
Right. And this is like why a lot of these issues, as you know, make me crazy, because, you know, on one side we have more progress on gay rights issues than in every presidency combined under Barack Obama. And I know there was that story for a while that, oh, you know, he hasn't done enough on gay rights or hasn't done it fast enough. And meanwhile, the Republican field would, I don't know, would there be camps, pink triangles, something?
Well, they haven't gotten around to gay people. They're still working out on women right now.
Yeah, right. Yeah, exactly. Right. You wait there, gays. We'll get to you.
Rachel Maddow is right, by the way. The place to look is the states. The place to look is not the presidential campaign and not the federal government. It's what's going on in the states.
Yeah.
Number one, because that's where the real damage is being done. And number two, because as I beat on my, you know, in my little tin drum in my blog, that's the farm team. Okay, that's going to be the next generation of Congress people. The people who are passing these laws in the states now.
But and you also wrote a great piece, and we've been mentioning this morning. Called "Wreck the Vote," where you say having aligned itself with in the mid 1960s with the angry remnants of an American apartheid, the Republican Party and the conservative movement, which is its only real energy, is now scrambling one state at a time to undo the achievements of the civil rights movement. You know, and again, we've talked to various people about this. You say the shift is driven by the fact that people do not want black people or poor people or Democrats in general to vote. And you talk about the voter caging in Florida in 2001, the mischief with the voting machines in Ohio 2004. But, I mean, you're right. They're getting more outright about it, aren't they?
They're getting much more blatant about it now. And I don't know. I mean, if somebody, I mean, were it up to me and
yes.
the grumbly base.
Yes. Well,
the president would give the equivalent of his speech on race from the last campaign, would get up and give a speech on women's rights.
Yeah.
I mean, just somebody has got to get up and say, look, even if he gets up and says, look, I offered these people a compromise and they're still beating me over the head with it. Okay, enough. I don't have to placate these people anymore.
Yeah.
You know, the right to choose is a constitutional right, period.
Yeah.
The roadblocks that are being thrown up in the states are all a mess. They're all unconstitutional. And basically we've got 51% of the population who are being told over and over again that their basic rights as human beings are at best negotiable.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you write the greatest piece I've read thus far on Rick Santorum, Theology for Dummies. You say Rick Santorum spent the weekend roaming the landscape and talking very much like a nut on a great many topics. And have I mentioned recently what a this guy is?
That's Republican... something of a theme in my coverage of the Santorum campaign, unfortunately.
Yes, you say the Republican Party is about a half step away from handing its presidential nomination to an out-and-out religious fanatic whose views, as expressed to allegedly evolved primates on the campaign trail, are not dissimilar to those that some people listen to on their shortwave sets in survivalist camps in Upper Michigan, or those that other people hear transmitted to them from St. Michael the Archangel through their fillings on their teeth. That's the thing that I think is right out there that you go.
When you start talking about environmentalism being a quote unquote theology,
right.
You have left the pack. Okay, that's what you hear from the John Birch Society about quote unquote Agenda 21. Okay, that's way out on the fringe.
Right.
Okay, and if you start and if you start talking about somebody's theology being quote unquote phony. When, you know, your basic qualifications as a theologian are that, you know, you used to pray to Jack Abramoff for some more money, you ought to anyway lose any kind of credibility. I mean, maybe his people want to do this. Maybe they think it's a path to the nomination, but it's not doing the country any good.
Mm-hmm.
It really is not.
Well, you talk about, again, you know, we've had this conversation a million times how far right the Republican Party has moved, but as you write, if your opinion on the coverage of prenatal screening within the Affordable Care Act is based on the notion that the president wants prenatal screening to be used fundamentally as a Trojan horse for culling disabled children from society, you've strayed pretty far from
what?
The pack.
I mean, this to me was the most astonishing speech was the one he gave in Boise, where he gave us this bizarre history lesson. But this stuff in Ohio last weekend was just mind blowing to me. Because he's not backing down. He's obviously got nobody in his campaign to tell him that that they think he might be going too far. This is what he thinks they want to hear.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, as you say, he's attached himself to the most extreme rightist positions on both women's health care and on the various issues of environmental protection. this is my favorite line this week on Charlie Pierce. It doesn't matter a damn anymore that he has more blue-collar credibility than Mitt Romney. So does Queen Beatrix of the Netherlands.
I threw that in there, by the way, because he keeps citing the Netherlands as a place where they have legalized quote unquote euthanasia.
Yeah, yeah.
So I mean, I thought I'd tweak him with Queen Beatrix, who I think would kick his butt.
But you're right. It doesn't take much to seem more real or down to earth than Mitt Romney. But
I mean, come on, he's got more blue collar credibility than Newt Gingrich and Mitt Romney. Give me a break.
Yeah. Queen Beatrix, who controls England, according to Sarah Palin. Yeah.
I don't know. You know, that's the thing is, I think in the political piece, one person said what you said too, that that's only journalists are the only ones they've heard talk about a brokered convention.
Yeah, but, I think the Republicans will do anything to avoid it. I just think that, you know, if anything that the Republican Party establishment does in the event of a brokered convention to control the brokered convention is guaranteeing you, at the very least, 3 days of really cool television.
Yeah.
I mean, it'll be the most interesting convention we've had in a long time.
Yeah.
Because, there are folks who are out of their pens right now, you know, and they're not going back easily. And if you go in there, for example, and you try to tell the Missouri delegation that Mitt Romney really won their, you know, their delegates, this is all going to happen at county level, too, by the way. There are going to be fistfights at county, when they start parceling out the delegates in those primaries that Rick Santorum won.
Yeah.
The beauty contest ones where there weren't any real delegates at stake.
Right.
They start picking off a few for Mitt. I mean, the Ron Paul people will get their share because they're simply organized that way. But they start picking people off for Mitt Romney. The Santorum people are going to raise heck, as they would undoubtedly say.
All right, you bring
the popcorn. Double hockey stick.
You bring the popcorn. I'll bring the box wine. See you in Tampa.
Okay.
Charlie Pierce, Esquire.
I'll be at the Esquire Political Bureau at the Mons Venus. Not that I know anything about Tampa.
No, not at all. No.
Great stuff at Esquire.com. See you next week, Charlie.
All right, guys.
All right, there he goes, Charlie Pierce. All right, 47 minutes after the hour. Sheriff, say it again.
Babu.
Mm-hmm. Of Pinal County.
Pinal County.
Right. We'll talk about that story, and then David Schuster of Current joins us in just a bit on the Stephanie Miller Show.
She's your human happy pill.
Happy, happy, joy, joy, joy.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show. Stephanie Miller.
Word. It is the...
What?
Stephanie Miller Show. 52 minutes after the hour. David Schuster, the most interesting man in the world from Current TV, coming up after the top of the hour.
Love him.
Love him. 1-800-STEPH-12, the phone number, toll free from anywhere. So where did you see Sheriff Baby? Babby?
Sheriff Babu.
Babu?
Sheriff Paul Babu of Pinal County was on the Situation Room.
Penal.
With Wolf Blitzer yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Don't worry, Babu. Everything's going
to
be all
and
right.
And he keeps trying to focus the story on the gay part of the story.
Yeah.
When the gay part of the story has absolutely nothing to do with it.
Well, look what the gays have done to him.
Yeah. It's his stunning hypocrisy that he was sleeping with an illegal immigrant, an undocumented migrant, while
he goes
on TV, on Fox News, railing against undocumented workers.
Except that one.
He was not so tough on the border, as I said yesterday, around his bed.
Right.
Right.
Technically, or his body, if you want to get even more.
Right. So he's trying to get people to focus on the gay part, not on the illegal immigrant part.
Help, help, I'm being repressed.
Uh-huh.
See the violence inherent in the system.
Yeah. But yesterday he did come out in favor of gay marriage. So
did he?
There is that. Yes, he did.
Did he? Well, that's a popular position within the Tea Party, where he's apparently a hero of some sort, or was. Oh, for Pete's sake.
Wow.
Wow. Here is Sheriff Babu yesterday.
We've all had relationships as clear as day now. Now this is national news
I have had one where
he wanted to harm me. And now this has rolled out, and the timing of this is more than coincidence that nationally, that all of this stuff, for years, all the media here in Arizona, all five TV stations, enemies of mine, people have gone to my chain of command in the military to report that I'm gay, stuff that is my personal private business.
Once again.
Except that you're putting pictures of you on the internet.
Right.
I don't get... Oh, okay.
Once again...
The social media part of it that I live...
Has nothing to do with the story.
It's my private life.
Well, you that has nothing to do with his story. What he does in his private life is fine. However...
Right, but it's not private.
It's not private anymore.
Put a picture of your... On Facebook.
Well, he didn't put a picture of that on...
Not Facebook. Which one?
What? Yeah, Adam for Adam.
Sure.
It was just a shirtless picture of him. There was
no. There's a direct one.
Oh, there is.
Yes.
Okay, I didn't see that one. Where did you see that one? What websites are you trolling,
Missy?
Some
producers are doing enough research.
But once again, he's trying to put the focus on the gay part of the story, which has nothing to do with it.
Yeah. Look at you. You're gay bashing. Look what you're doing here. Yeah, I mean, it literally every single time is the
Wheel of Right Wing.
It's the breathtaking hypocrisy.
Yeah.
That's the story.
Exactly. So he, was on CNN again.
This is outrageous that this has been brought out because I'm a conservative Republican, and now they think that somehow there's hypocrisy because I'm gay. Mm-hmm. I've never worn it on my sleeve like this is who I am. I don't define myself. I don't think we in America, we're different in America, and we celebrate our differences.
Really?
Not
so
really.
How
not
come when you threaten to deport your... illegal immigrant boyfriend if he told anybody. So he wasn't so out and proud then, I guess.
Yeah.
Now he is. Now that he's been outed.
Yeah.
Yes.
Wow, no wonder Republicans are so dispirited this year.
But,
well, what is happening?
I don't understand. Where said is everybody gay drive? It's like that. It's the scene in and out. That's what's happening.
Is everybody gay?
Yes. And homophobic in your party, apparently. And so now he's been on TV today. What, it's more of the same?
He was on a...
It's amazing how they're...
He was on my old station in Phoenix, actually.
Oh.
And,
but they call... You know, they always say, oh, it's liberals, the victims. And it's like, whenever they get caught at anything...
Exactly.
I don't... You're picking on the gays.
I think the Republicans should run Betty Bowers.
The America's Best Christian?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
She's the only one.
And you
know
what? And Rick Santorum would still think she has a phony theology.
Right.
She's not the best. I'm the best. He wouldn't even get that it's a joke because they're irony deficient.
Right.
So he just feel like she's who is she to say she's the America's Best Christian? I am.
Hmm. Well, she's the Breast Christian. Yeah.
Breast. Pardon me. She's the Breast Christian. Pardon me. I misspoke.
Well, Franklin Graham doesn't even think that Mitt Romney's a Christian. Did you hear that this morning?
Oh. This just gets again betterer.
He was on Franklin Graham was on Morning Joe this morning saying that Mitt Romney is not a Christian.
He's not a Christian.
It is just it's a primary full of God warriors.
He's not a Christian.
Oh, yikes. Wow. So let me get this straight. So he must be a Santorum guy, so to speak. So he's I see.
Yeah.
So
he questioned Obama's Christianity.
The president doesn't have the, according to Santorum, doesn't have the right kind of, he's not the right kind of Christian.
Right.
He's dark-sided.
Yeah.
Literally.
He's dark-sided team!
Yeah.
I'm a God warrior!
Okay, wait.
Even though Mormons
but
follow...
But then he went after Romney, saying he's not...
Not a Christian.
Not a Christian either.
Right, right. Even though Mormons worship Jesus Christ...
But not dark-sided.
Which,
incredibly
which is
white.
The definition of a Christian.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There are some other things that he might not agree with, so he... This is not a Christian.
And this story, many Latino Mormons not supporting Romney.
Both of them.
He's losing the Mormon vote. That's tough to do. Somebody interviewed said a lot of us aren't supporting him because of his stance against immigrants to the growing number of... he's not against illegal immigrants, you know, migrating across the border of his Arizona chairman, is he? He's pretty lax on that. I'm just saying.
Depends on what you mean by border.
Well, exactly.
I'm running for office, for Pete's sake.
All right. 58 minutes to the hour. Back with more on all this and David Schuster on The Stephanie Miller Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's The Stephanie Miller Show.
Minutes after the hour, 1-800-STEP-1-2, the Stephanie Miller Show, sexyliberal.com, the Sexy Liberal website. Check it out for all the upcoming dates, Sexy Liberal on Facebook as well. All right, so Rick Santorum says the president has phony theology, Franklin Graham went on TV this morning to say that Mitt Romney is not a Christian.
That's right.
No.
She is dark-sided, too!
Danette in Georgia, real quick. Hey, Danette.
Hey, Stephanie. I saw the Franklin Graham interview, and he literally bent himself in half to avoid saying that the president was a Christian.
Yeah.
Wow.
It was ridiculous. And if they're going to be that way, if Christians, those Christians like Rick Santorum and Franklin Graham are going to be the example of what I should be as a Christian, I rescind my membership.
Yeah.
It's absolutely ridiculous. The Bible says, judge not lest ye be judged. And Franklin Graham had the nerve to say that he's under God's grace.
Yeah. And did you see
his gratefulness?
Rick Santorum just excommunicated 45 million Christians. Didn't he say that Protestants aren't the right kind of...
I know.
Yeah.
I know. He's out there.
Yeah.
He, I think, needs to be excommunicated.
Yeah, all y'alls. Episcopalians, Lutherans.
All right.
Bye-bye now.
Take care now. Bye-bye then.
All right.
Loser.
Thanks for playing. All right. You know what? He is...
Countdown contributor David Schuster joins us now from Washington.
As if Tuesday isn't exciting enough, David Schuster coming up.
He is the most interesting man in the world.
Good morning, David Schuster.
Stephanie, did you know that he's not a Christian? That's okay.
We were saying it's devolving into a church lady skit, isn't it?
How you doing, Stephanie?
I'm good, David Schuster. How are you?
Well, you know, it's going to be a nice day in D.C., and I've got the hammock outside, and I'm just counting down the days so you and I can share one down in, what is it going to be, Charlotte? Is that what I'm going to see you at the convention?
I believe so. Why?
Oh, dear.
You're such a scamp. Yes. What of all the stunning things Rick Santorum has said in recent days, what is your what's your favorite?
My favorite is the one that about global warming, that that we exist, that Earth is really not very smart, and that human beings are smart, and therefore the planet exists to serve human beings and to serve mankind. And it doesn't really matter whether we rape and pillage this planet, but the Bible allows us to do that.
Yes. Well-known theologian, environmentalist Ann Coulter once said that apparently God said somewhere, it's yours, take it, rape it.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the thing that actually seriously has me so shocked is that Rick Santorum has run a fairly, I mean, in his own sort of weird way, a fairly disciplined campaign over the last couple of weeks. I mean, in terms of his spending, in terms of his message, and trying to appeal to sort of the blue-collar Republican workers. And to sort of get distracted this way falls right into the trap that Mitt Romney wants him to in Michigan. And Mitt Romney's, you know, I think, trying to sort of get back on the offensive by saying, look, Rick Santorum's unpredictable, he's not stable, he can't win a general election, and every time Rick Santorum sort of falls into this trap of really saying what's on his mind, as opposed to being the disciplined candidate he was, say, 2 or 3 weeks ago, it hurts him. And I think you're starting to see the poll numbers now drop a little bit in Michigan. And that's it's just sort of strange, because I think, you know, if there was ever a time when Rick Santorum's advisors were telling him, look, don't screw it up now. You've almost got this thing. Don't screw it up. And there we go.
Yeah. It's frothy's candidacy is melting in the green room in front of the radiator. I'm thinking, what segment of the population is he going for, David? You're absolutely right on the politics of it. You know, really? People that don't believe in contraception or prenatal testing? What tiny percentage of people is that?
Yeah, and especially, I mean, maybe it helps them. I don't know, maybe to some extent the conservative voters in Arizona tend to be far more conservative than the conservative voters in Michigan. In Michigan, you're talking about, you know, Eisenhower Republicans who still believe that there's a role for government and that issues of contraception should still be up to individuals. And I don't see it at all. I mean, I can't figure out who he's going for unless he's just trying to say, look, I'm not going to be the politically correct candidate. I've always stood for some very clear things. And, you know, regardless of what people think, I mean, you want to think that Mitt Romney is going to say anything to anybody to get a vote. He says, I'm going to say what's always been on my mind, and like it or leave it.
Yeah. Well, he's saying things that people believed in 1952. We have the, you know, aspirin between the women's knees joke on television. I think, you know, we had a caller the other day, David, and I was saying, you know, well, fine, I'll go back to the Eisenhower era and, you know, stop voting and hosting a radio show if you pay 70% in taxes.
Yeah, it's kind of amusing in a way. And I, you know, there was a great piece, I think it was the New York Times or maybe the Atlantic, somebody was talking about, you know, if we were having the same sort of debate on the other side, if President Obama was saying some of this nonsense, I mean, people would just be going crazy. But it's like we take it for granted that, well, because of the Republican primary and because they're such lunatics that, you know, they have to say things that are increasingly crazy in order to really sort of surprise us these days. And it just, and Republicans wonder, oh, why are they so upset with the existing field? Well, maybe if you look at some of the nutty things that these guys are saying on a regular basis and their lack of discipline and their inability to sort of offer any sort of compelling narrative for most Americans, never mind most Republican primary voters, and you understand why the Republican field is in such terrible shape.
Right. And the did you catch the latest Santorum surrogate with Andrea Mitchell?
Oh, yeah, backtracking over her nonsense.
That she called him his radical Islamist. And she said, I'm an environmentalist. How did you know how close those two words are?
Yeah, Islamist, environmentalist. Let's see, there's only a couple of letters separating them in the alphabet.
And by the way, no offense to your former colleague, Andrea Mitchell, but David Schuster wouldn't have missed that.
Well, you know, we all have our own style. The fact of the matter is, Stephanie, that Andrea Mitchell was able to get a lot of guests on her show that David Schuster could never get.
So not if I have anything to say about it. Yes. Because you would have said, I'm sorry, did you just say Islamist?
Yeah.
Yeah, what do you, you know, obviously, I'm sure you read the Politico piece, brokered convention, and then, you know, another Republican insider said, oh, only journalists are talking about that. But is that a real possibility with, you know, the way, even just the delegate math?
Well, I'm going to, one group that is talking about it besides journalists, and first let me answer the last question first. No, there is no possibility. There's simply no way that there's going to be a brokered convention, and anybody on the Republican side who thinks that is off in Lululand. But there is a group of people that have been talking about a Jeb Bush candidacy for over a year, and that is George H.W. Bush, who at the age of, 86 now, his wife Barbara, the Bush family, George W., even though he sort of recognizes that it's been, you know, not that long since his presidency. They were talking up a Jeb Bush candidacy over a year ago and trying to play a lot of us in the media to try to build that up and say, look, this is a bad Republican field. Jeb could waltz in and win this thing. And the problem they had is that Jeb absolutely did not want to do that, and Jeb very publicly came out and said to a lot of folks, I'm not going to run. I don't want to be a candidate. Well, all right, so the Bush family then, you know, thinking, all right, maybe there can be some sort of chaos in the Republican field. Is there a possibility that Jeb could enter late? And then a few months ago when the filing deadlines came up, Jeb said, no, I don't even want to enter late. So the Bush family backs off again. Well, now, again, you hear some of the same Bush family surrogates who love the idea of the family back in power, who are talking up this idea of a brokered convention and saying Jeb Bush is the natural heir. The convention's going to be in Tampa. He's well-liked. It's been enough time now since George W., and for the first time, you're starting to see Jeb Bush, instead of saying an equivocal, no, I don't want to be the candidate, saying, well, that's interesting, I don't think that's a possibility, but it's interesting. And all of a sudden, you know, at least for some people who are close to the Bush family who love the idea of the restoration, they feel like, aha, this is the scenario we've dreamed of. I still don't think it's a possibility. There's no way I can see that that the convention's going to be a brokered convention. The Republicans are going to let it go that long.
Wouldn't you just give anything to be at the Bush family Thanksgiving table, though? Just...
Well, and you know, I can only imagine Jeb Bush saying, look, I would have loved to run George W., except that you screwed things up for me in 2012. So it's your fault that I can't run. And Papa Bush, you know, blame the other son for me not being able to run.
Yeah, now he's not going to do it because you boned it up.
Not going to do it.
You boned it up, dummy.
Junior.
Yeah.
Full of boner.
And W's over there, you know, choking on eating pudding with a rubber spoon and choking on a pretzel.
But, you know, and seriously, though, Stephanie, there are, I mean, the Bush surrogates, it is, you know, I don't want to use the term sort of mafia family, but the sort of ruthlessness that they have and their ability, the sort of cunning ability to try to sort of create some chaos in the Republican field and leave the door open for Jeb is really stunning. And you think of the Bush family, oh, they're nice, and, you know, the family from Maine and Texas and the good old folks, they are some cunning politicians in that family who are fairly ruthless in the Republican.
Oh, listen, I've been terrified of Barbara Bush ever since I first saw her on the Quaker Oats box. But
oh, stop it!
What? My point is that
she wears pearls. She can't be that bad.
She's delightful and warm. So, David, we were just talking about the sheriff in Arizona, because obviously the debate in Arizona tomorrow night. I mean, it is always the hypocrisy, isn't it? Whether it's Newt Gingrich or this guy, I mean, they just completely miss the point that this is a guy that's been literally the Fox expert in tough on border security, right?
Yeah, I mean, the hypocrisy of, oh, well, you know, he was threatening this guy to, that, you know, if he blows a whistle on the relationship, that he's going to send him back, and the hypocrisy on, you know, immigration, I think is is abysmal. But, you know, the one thing I got to give this guy some credit, I saw his interview with Wolf Blitzer, and I thought he was actually, you know, he made sort of a good point that he offered Wolf, here some emails and here are the documents to show that this was just a relationship gone bad. And, you know, I think my concern is if you took away the fact that he's that he's running for Republican, you know, House member, and you just look at the things that he said about being gay and how we should define ourselves in this country based on how we do our jobs and our skills and our performance and whatnot, and not based on our personal, you know, sexuality. That's something that belongs in the Democratic Party, and I've never heard anybody agree with that on the Republican Party except for some very moderate Republicans who were ignored at Republican conventions.
And some gay Republicans.
And he's only very recently to that view, David. Previously threatened to deport his illegal immigrant boyfriend if he... so he seems very... This is very recent, this openness about his sexuality, I guess.
Only since he came out, what a week ago. And my,
yes.
You know, my concern is, look, it's too bad in a way. I mean, I think this gets to the problem of the Republican Party. People like this, there should be nothing wrong with expressing your sexuality regardless of your political view. And it's too bad that the Republican Party to this day makes it very difficult for people who, I mean, clearly this guy, you know, there's sort of rumors and innuendo and thoughts about him that, you know, he had this sort of lifestyle, which was fine. But the fact that he couldn't feel comfortable coming out and saying, this is who I am. Yes, I'm a sheriff. Yes, I'm tough on crime, but I'm also a gay American. The fact that he couldn't feel comfortable and confident saying that without fear of political repercussions, I think gets to the problem that so many people have with Republican Party today.
Yep, absolutely. We are inclusive because, as you know, every time you're on, I go from gay to questioning. So,
and every time I'm on with you, Stephanie, I'm tempted.
Looking forward to that cuddle in the hammock in Charlotte. The most interesting man in the world, David Schuster of Current TV. Love you, honey. Talk to you next week.
Stephanie, love you too. Have a great week.
You too, honey. There he goes.
Aw. He makes you feel all squishy, doesn't he?
He makes me giggly. Okay. Turn into Betty Rubble. 19 minutes after the hour, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is too weird, man.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show. Stephanie Miller.
Time. Touch this. Yo, sound the bell. School is in, sucker. Can't touch this.
Yeah, it is the Stephanie Miller Show. It's what the kids are listening to.
Yeah, so current.
Break it down. Well, what? 24 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEPH-12, the phone number. Tony in Atlanta, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Tony.
Pardon
me?
I agree with what's the other two? Give it to me real quick.
Are you calling from the clown's nose? Is it Jack in the Box? Or could I get some fries with that, Tony?
Hello?
Oh, there we go. Hi,
yay,
Tony.
Nicely done. All right, go ahead.
I really apologize. I'm sorry. Just talking about Billy Graham this morning, his son, Franklin Graham. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
How he accepted Santorum as a Christian, who never told him he was a Christian, just on his actions, I guess he said, he believed he was a Christian. But the president who told him he was a Christian, he still questions it and saying that, well, by his lifestyle, his decisions, it's kind of, and I really don't believe he's a Christian, but Newt Gingrich, he believed he was a Christian, who's divorced his wife. You know, he's a divorced
yes,
man.
Yes, who has acted more like a Christian than Newt Gingrich?
Right.
Exactly. Who wants to bring another woman into his house, you know, into his marriage? So that's a Christian, I guess, in Franklin Graham's eyes.
Well, I think Franklin Graham was actually focusing on Romney this morning, wasn't he?
Yes.
Not being a Christian because he's Mormon.
Well, no,
but
he also
said President Obama wasn't a Christian.
Right, and he also asked, was Newt Gingrich a Christian? He said yes. But I'm saying, well, his actions don't show that he's a Christian by being divorced two or three times, wanting to bring another woman to his household. You know, that's not Christian ways. Of course, the church I go to.
Yeah, that's specifically in the Bible.
They're a little situationally Christian, aren't they? Did you see that?
Cafeteria Christian.
A little bit. Did you see that Evil Uncle Chuckles? What was the... Pat Robertson quote, remember, when they write in questions, which is my favorite? And the guy basically said, my wife has Alzheimer's. Is it okay to cheat on her? And he was like, yeah.
Yeah, she's pretty much dead.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
She's kind of gone.
No. Did you guys also catch the fact that he said that he's afraid of the president, you know, with this thing about birth control, how he's, I guess the federal government is overstepping his boundaries with Christian values and Catholic values. He said, well, I also don't want him to overstep my boundaries with, I can't hire somebody that I don't like or I don't trust or believe this, you know, of my same faith. I'm like, well, that's already the law. Already you can't discriminate based on religion, sex,
right,
national origin. So he's bringing in something that's already the law, as well as the birth control issue that was already the law in 28 other states.
Yeah, well, you know, and Tony, we were saying it, that starts a slippery slope. You know, what if your boss is a Scientologist and doesn't, you know, and believes prayer or, you know...
Or a Christian scientist and, you know...
Is the only...
Is the only
yeah,
prayer is the only way.
He doesn't feel like covering anything for you because right, he doesn't believe it. You know, I mean, that's exactly why we separate church and
exactly,
state, right?
So, see, these guys like, you know, Franklin Graham, these, you know, big guys with mega churches, they have such an influence and power over their flock, and they could sway the way people believe and the way they think, and that's what's dangerous about that to me.
Yep, absolutely. Good point, Tony. Thank you. By the way, do you remember that clip, Jim? It was, but he said it in a warm, chuckly way, so it didn't seem quite as awful. He was sort of, he said, oh, she's not like she's going to know.
she's not going to know anything about it, so what's the difference? I'm in the Lord, you know, and you're going to burn in hell. But I'd say, and from her perspective, well, there is no perspective.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Great. Sickness and health, but not,
that,
well,
that kind of sickness.
No.
You got a pass.
Evan in Maryland. Hi, Evan. Welcome.
Yeah, and it's Uncle Chuckles, right? Well, as soon as I heard about Sheriff Babu yesterday on the program,
Penal County.
That famous county. I went back and looked at the YouTube video, and you know, I'm calling about cheating too, because when I looked at that YouTube video, the real thing that popped in my mind, besides that this sheriff was due media wise for a Santorum surge, was that. Do you think Joe the douche Lieberman got jealous seeing Senator McCain was such a cute guy?
I think you do that
conversation.
You do flashback to Sheriff Babu saying to John McCain in that ad, "You're one of us, Senator McCain," and I, you know,
all right,
just saying, in what kind of in a flyboy, you know, Top Gun volleyball scene kind of way, or in just a finish the dang fence kind of way.
I think the latter, French. The latter, Stephanie,
yeah,
I think.
Exactly.
Just saying.
Okay, all right.
I don't think there was a sweaty volleyball game involved between McCain and Babu.
Oh, I hope not.
Mm. Yeah, that's back when, you know, comprehensive immigration reform was French and gay. If only he knew. Okay, 29 minutes after the hour, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
You couldn't recognize the truth if it popped out of your latte.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. You know it's a liberal show because I was eating arugula right on Ustream today. I don't care.
Wow.
Yeah. Use that clip, Newsbusters. Do it.
Well, where was your latte?
It's delicious. Right behind me. Here it is.
You have a latte?
Latte?
Oh,
latte?
My God, you do.
And arugula.
You are such a liberal.
Eat my liberal gravel soup,
yeah, but,
bitches.
I bet you don't have any Belgium endive.
Okay. All right, 34 minutes after the hour, 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number. Jean in Minneapolis, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hey, Jean.
Morning, Stephanie Miller.
Good morning.
Say, you know, Paul the Apostle told Timothy that there would be false prophets eventually, and we got a bunch of them, and I think it's just time to fight theology with theology and point out, as you do, right-wing hypocrisy. I heard a story about Franklin Graham some years ago. A friend of mine was working in the insurance industry, and she said that he had an insurance claim, and he was given a initial check, $5,000, to go be able to take care of himself. And the next day he came back and asked for some more money, reportedly, and was asked, well, what happened to $5,000? And he said, I bought a chair.
Uh-huh.
That's it. I mean, that's the mindset. I'm entitled. I'm special. I'm the one who knows how to be a Christian. Nobody else does.
Yeah.
If I want to buy a $5,000 chair, I can. Give me more money. It's the kind of hypocrisy that needs to be pointed out time and time and time again to the people who are naive and follow these people and think that what they're telling them is some kind of truth when it's just just all manipulation.
Well, I think this year, I mean, for a lot of reasons, but even on just on this subject, is sort of a perfect storm for us, isn't it, Jane? I mean, honestly, really, Newt Gingrich is one of your candidates that's supposed to represent moral and family values. Rick Santorum, who just excommunicated 45 million other Christians, you know, Episcopalians, because they're not the right kind of Christian. The president's not the right kind of Christian. You know, you've got his surrogate saying Romney's not a Christian because he's Mormon. I mean, I think most people of true faith are probably disgusted by all this, don't you?
Yes, and the main thing is they need to hear about it because I think so many people are so busy just trying to survive now in the midst of all of what's going on economically that they don't necessarily have the time or the opportunity to hear about this stuff. There's so much of it happening all around them, and they're so busy just trying to pay their bills. So the more that liberals can put it out there in the public arena for people to be aware of it, the more likely people will become more educated about this hypocrisy of the right.
Yep, absolutely. All right, Gene, thank you. Good call. And that's why my personal comedy, Jesus, John Fugelsang, will be in with us on Friday. Hal Sparks tomorrow, hopefully, Hump Days with Hal. And all three of us will be in Phoenix. Let's make the correction. Symphony Hall, not the Orpheum.
Right, we've right. Had several websites still say Orpheum, but it's not the Orpheum. It's Phoenix Symphony Hall, which is just a few blocks away.
Exactly, because we sold out the Orpheum and had to go to Symphony Hall, which is also sold out, which is why I'm not supposed to be mentioning it, because it's pissing people off.
Yeah. Namely, the box office.
I apologize once again. You know, maybe we could bring this, what's his name? What's his name, Brad Stein?
Brad
Stein. The conservative
Stein.
Comedian from Fox and Friends.
Oh, to As open?
Wow. Yes.
Instead of me?
The sexy right-wing comedy tour, apparently not playing quite as big of venues.
Hmm.
Not playing any, I guess, really.
The Chuckle Hut.
Yeah. People wanted to hear this again, just so they understood. This is right-wing comedy?
We've been dealing with the Christian Obama thing for quite some time, because Jesus said he was the way. He was the way you get to heaven. Obama said back in 08, listen, I'm a Christian, but really, who gets to decide who gets into heaven? You know, I'm thinking maybe Jesus. I mean, if you're Christian, maybe we need to go that direction. You know, if Santorum doesn't want to question his Christianity, I will. Because he's not really part of that. And yet he's always being slammed. Listen, if Santorum can be slammed for living like a Christian, then why can't Obama be slammed for faking it?
Is that a Martin Short character, I think?
It's strange in a way.
It sounds like Jiminy Glick a little bit.
I don't understand when you kind of screw up a punchline, but it didn't even seem like there was a comedic sort of even
bent
premise of any kind in there.
Here comes a setup, and there's a joke. You bet you missed it.
Chris in Yankton writes, what the heck was the deal with that comedian from Fox? That was brutally, aggressively unfunny. It was like being hit in the face with a bag of garbage. It's true. Okay.
Rubber chicken.
Rubber chicken.
Flavin, you know, if you want the real kind of comedy, I would recommend Sexy Liberal in Chicago, which, according to Sexy Liberal tour director Roland, is 90% sold out. We're already the number one grossing thing ever at the Chicago Theater.
Mm-hmm.
We're at almost capacity. They open up the third balcony, 3,500 seats, and it's 90% sold. So I would hurry, is all I'm saying.
The Stephanie Miller Sexy Liberal Comedy Tour took the Windy City by storm in 2011.
Vengeance in Chicago!
Because of overwhelming popular demand, your favorite progressive comedy trio is taking it back to Chicago.
Chicago, show me love up in the club.
On March 3rd, at the height of the Republican primary season, insightful satirist John Fugelsang, mischievous heartthrob Hal Sparks, and the stunning seductress Stephanie Miller will perform live at the world-famous Chicago Theater.
Bring it!
Tickets are available online at Ticketmaster.com by calling Ticketmaster at 1-800-745-3000, and tickets can be purchased at the Chicago Theater box office. Join this record-breaking comedic revolution. It's your best remedy against right-wing distortions.
That's Chicago.
Second City, don't miss this second chance at sexy liberal splendor.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And then up next, Albuquerque almost sold out as well, March 31st. Madison in April already sold out. Minneapolis, Aisha Tyler in for Hal Sparks. That is going crazy at the State Theater box office. Get it. Boston in June, L.A. in July. Seattle in September. Get it. Sexy.
That's a lot of dates.
Yes. Oh, by the way, Mike and Raleigh. Right, Steph, yesterday's caller, Dave from Minneapolis, brought a tear to my eye. Because he told the story about all the people drinking in a bar, and Rick Santorum came on television, everyone just broke spontaneously into frothy. The Santorum.
Santorum.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Stephanie Miller aficionados. I'd hope one day to have a son, which never happened, but hearing about people in a bar thousands of miles away breaking into the frothy Santorum song might have filled that void.
Oh.
Thanks so much. Yeah, we're reminded of another Mike and Raleigh classic because Rick Santorum and his people have such a tendency to misspeak, don't they? His spokesperson said what, Jim? That the president is radical Islamist?
Tendencies.
And he radical meant environmental.
Environmentalist. Is ventral missing? Is I
just like that comedian. I can't. Rubber chicken.
Much like Rick Santorum originally misspoke when he said, I didn't say black people. I said
blah.
I don't want to make people's lives better by giving them somebody else's money. I want to give them the opportunity to go out and earn the money and provide for themselves and their family.
Black people got blah. No identity. Blah. Black people got blah. No identity. Black people got blah. No identity to me.
To get more and more of you dependent upon them so they can get your vote.
You got the blah hands and blah eyes, and you can see genericized.
Blah.
Blah people ain't no people to me.
That's what the bottom line is.
The bottom line?
Blah.
So he's a vampire.
They have more L problems than Tom Brokaw, apparently. They have trouble with Islamist and also
Islamist and blah people.
Lisa, maybe it is just an L problem. Who knows? Let's be compassionate.
It's a problem with owls.
Mm-hmm.
Literally.
Mm-hmm. Lisa in Tacoma. Hi, Lisa.
Hi. I just wanted to point out that people that vote because of the abortion issue or because of gay marriage, David Duke is pro-life. David Duke is against gay marriage. And here he got 60% of the white vote in Louisiana when he ran for governor. That's scary.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, as I was saying, if it's possible, this has become, in 2012, the most overtly racist primary field that I can remember, don't you think?
Yes, absolutely.
At least David Duke was honest about it and, you know, wore a hood so we could identify him. That's all I'm saying. All right, thank you.
It's too bad Elisa isn't from Washington.
Exactly. Yeah. What? All right. By the way, we did this. This is really, these polls are just not looking good for Mittens. Many Latino Mormons not supporting Mittens. A lot of the growing number of vocal Hispanic Mormons. The immigration issue is tied closely with their religious beliefs. As said a history professor, we view immigration as a God event. The book says no one comes to the land unless they are brought by God.
Okay.
Or, you know.
Or a slave ship.
Or the, you know, trunk of a Chevy, something. He also said about 70% of Hispanic Mormons are said to be illegal immigrants. So this was a story I hadn't even, it's a segment of the population I didn't know existed, or that Mitt Romney could be losing that as well.
Hmm.
But it could be not his stance, it's just that he is the most awkward man in the world, as evidenced by his little monologue yesterday about how much he likes trees and, you know, lakes and
cars
and stuff, and everything in the Flintstones background, pretty much.
Dinosaurs.
Don't miss the epic adventure of the year, Mittens of Arabia.
I love it in Arabia. I love the sand dunes. They're just the right height. And I love the watering holes. The watering holes are wonderful. Not just the port of Aqaba, but the watering holes, my friend. I'll do Abu Tai. Your camels are wonderful. They're just the right color.
Mittens of Arabia. Now showing.
Thank you, Mike. I'm sure you'll see that. All right, well, yeah, we'll come back. We'll actually play the original Mitt awkwardness from over the weekend in case you missed it, being President's Day and all. All right, 45 minutes after the hour, back with that celebrity stack and the waning moments of the Stephanie Miller Show.
The following program is closed captioned for the thinking impaired.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller. Stephanie Miller.
Mm. 49 minutes after the hour. Hunter in Chicago is right. Steph, blah people sounds like what someone says when they're halfway through a one-syllable word and suddenly realize, wait, there's microphones in here. 1-800-STEPH-1-2, the phone number.
And recording equipment.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Whoops. Christine in Madison. Hey, Christine.
Hi, I just wanted to say that every time I see a politician have to resort to those specific ads for either a black, Latinos, or women, I find it kind of insulting. It's like they seem so ingenuine, and which they are, because they say things like, "Oh, I'm for women's rights," and then they turn around and get in a bunch of laws that try to control my sexuality and my rights to my uterus.
Yes.
And it's like, are you so ingenuine that you specifically have to make an ad for that group of people just so to trick them into voting for you? It's really insulting.
Yes, Republicans are for government small enough to fit in your vagina. And I think that's that's where it belongs.
Yes, as the state of Virginia is demonstrating.
In your business.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. You have a right to hold an aspirin between your knees, Missy. Are they going to bring back
you
words
harlot.
Like Trollope?
Yeah.
Trollope and harlot and Buddy in Columbus. Hey, Buddy.
Hey, Mama. Thank you so much for doing the promos for the VKO party.
Yes, you're welcome,
the
sir.
The ones you make fun of me all
the
time.
Yes. Well, you know, you did cop a feel last time I was there.
They've left me emotionally devastated.
All right. I'm sorry.
I now understand the living hell that Rebecca goes through.
Yep. Yeah, oh, well.
Hey, Mama, one thing.
You're going to have to expect to be groped if you work with me. That's the way it goes.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Hey, Mama, I got an idea that sheriff in Arizona, why doesn't Stephanie Miller do a love connection with him and that Michael Berry, the conservative talk show host in Houston? You know, both of them, you know, are now lonely.
Well, the problem is that Houston talk show host might be in jail at some point for the hit and run. So.
Well, how perfect. And a sheriff works in the jail? It's perfect.
Oh,
where else do you meet a cute guy?
Oh.
All right, thank you. See, we're helpers. We're helpers on our show. All right, in a morning of awesome headlines, this may be the best. GOP lawmaker radicalized Girl Scouts are sexualizing recruits.
Excuse me? What? Huh?
Yeah, like you don't know this story. Come on.
They're harlots and trollops.
Obviously. In training. A Republican lawmaker, you know what? They have their finger on the pulse of what most Americans are concerned about these days. Jobs? No.
No.
Economy? No.
No.
Lesbian Girl Scouts.
Ooh.
What's in those cookies?
Mint Milano. Code for girl on girl.
Obviously.
Republican lawmaker has become the only member of the Indiana House to refuse to honor the Girl Scouts' 100th birthday because he said they become a radicalized organization that promotes the homosexual lifestyle.
What?
Right. Yeah. Uh-huh. Republican State Representative Bob Morris said after taking the issue, he wrote a letter.
A strongly worded letter.
Yes.
Obviously.
I have a concern. Concerned troll is concerned.
I must protest in the strongest terms possible.
Mm-hmm. After talking to some well-informed constituents, I did a small round of web-based research.
That's
called
porn. Yes, you're right.
Web-based research.
That's a euphemism for porn if I've ever heard one.
Okay. Those may have been porn stars dressed in Girl Scout outfits, you know. They may not actually have been. Okay. And what I found is disturbing. Abundant evidence proves that the agenda of Planned Parenthood, they get dragged into this again, includes sexualizing young girls through the Girl Scouts.
What does Planned Parenthood have to do with Girl Scouts?
Try to follow.
Or lesbians.
Yeah, Planned Parenthood has nothing to do with lesbians.
You really have to plan hard if you're a lesbian, if you want to be a parent. It's not something that happens by accident.
That takes a little bit of extra planning.
Let's just pull the covers up and turn the flashlight on. Let me finish the story.
Okay, put the flashlight under your chin.
Okay. Sexualizing young girls with the Girl Scouts, which is quickly becoming a tactical arm of Planned Parenthood. Ooh, they're like a...
They have tactical SWAT nuclear
team.
Weapons.
Yeah. Yes. Awesome. Many parents are abandoning the Girl Scouts because they promote homosexual lifestyles. In fact, the Girl Scouts education seminar, girls are directed to study the example of role models. Of the 50 role models listed, only 3 have a briefly mentioned religious background. All the rest are feminists, lesbians, or communists.
Oh, all 3.
They have a list right here.
I have a list of 200 lesbian communists in the government.
Cookies. Both start with C. Coincidence? I don't think so.
Lorna Doone was a noted lesbian.
Lesbian.
And communist.
And Harry.
well, that goes without saying.
Boys who decide to claim a... Hang on. Boys who decide to claim a transgender or cross-dressing lifestyle are permitted to become a member of a Girl Scout troop performing crafts with the girls.
They're letting cross-dressing
boys make glitter macaroni with the girl? What?
And that's a stepping stone to being a lesbian?
I get what? And or participate in overnight and camping activities just like any real girl. As members of the Indiana House of Representatives, we must be wise before we use the credibility and respect of the People's House to extend legitimacy to a radicalized organization. I challenge each of you. You know, I picture him tossing a Girl Scout into a jukebox like in that scene.
And from Airplane?
Yes. Lesbian communists. I'll show you what for.
Clearly he has a drinking problem.
Okay, where was... Oh, I challenge each of you to examine these matters more closely before you extend your name and reputation to endorse a group that has been subverted in the name of liberal progressive politics and the destruction of traditional American family values.
How rumpf.
The Girl Scouts of Central Indiana chief operating officer beg to differ. Oddly, she said Morris had his facts wrong.
Well, yes. That's what you get when you do web-based research.
90% communist, 10% lesbian. You have it all wrong. She said, I'd like to debunk that. Girl Scouts believe that all matters of faith and anything that's sensitive issue all belongs at home. It belongs to the family. It belongs to the family's community place of worship. That's not what we're about in the Girl Scouts. For his part, Morris said that his daughters would be leaving the Girl Scouts, so there, to join the American Heritage Girls Little Flowers organization.
Oof.
That sounds like fun.
Bund der deutschen Mädel is what he means.
Yeah. Wow. They're... Wow, hang on. This is still scary.
Okay.
The American Heritage Girls Little Girls Organization?
That's
what?
A mouthful.
Yeah.
Girl Scouts rolls off the tongue. Yeah.
Have some conservative think flowers. Isn't that as fun as cookies? Hmm? American Heritage Girls is, quote, character development organization for young women that embraces Christian values and encourages family involvement.
And goose-stepping.
I thought that's what Sunday school was for.
We recognize that our overall mission as part of God's family is the Great Commission as commanded by our Lord Jesus Christ.
All right. Okay, you keep your flower girl organization.
All right. Wow, that is... Thanks for the heads up on that. Okay.
Well, thank God for web-based research.
Yes.
Yeah. Is that what you say every night,
that's what Jim...
I'm doing some web-based research over here.
That's what Jim does during every commercial break. What's the thing most spoken on this show? Jim, turn off the porn. We're back on air.
No. It's just 9/11 porn. Yeah. It's conspiracy porn. It's completely different.
Michael in Illinois, you get to close us out today. Hey, Michael.
Hey, Stephanie. How are you doing?
Good.
Long-time listener. Listen to you every day.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right. I got one thing to say, okay? It's amazing, you know, how Mark Levin, how he brought up a subject about how the gas prices are going through the roof because of President Obama.
Yes.
But when you think about it, back in 2005, 6, isn't it amazing that under George Bush, people in Illinois were paying over $3.68 a gallon?
Good point. The important thing is I didn't get to talk about Khloe Kardashian and Lamar Odom breaking their sex swing. That'll have to be for tomorrow.
Are there pictures?
Yes.
I'll do some web-based research.
On Hump Days with Health Sparks. We'll see you then on the Stephanie Miller Show.